to the Highland Formation Podcast. I am Julie Danley, and I will be guiding us through today's prayer and reading. We know a deep breath is a gift from God. So as we begin, I invite you to notice your breath. Let's take a few deep breaths together. Join me in praying aloud together. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell, and on the third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of God, the Father Almighty. From there, he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting. Amen. Today, I will be reading from God's Big Picture Bible Storybook by N.T. Wright. And this is titled, Jesus Rises from the Dead. Early on Sunday morning, Mary Magdalene went back to visit the tomb where Jesus was buried. She was going to put sweet-smelling spices around Jesus' body. But as she was approaching, she saw that the big stone in front of the entrance had already been rolled away. So Mary turned back and ran to tell the disciples. Two disciples, Peter and John, ran to the tomb. John got there first and peered in. Then Peter came up and went straight inside. He saw the linen cloths lying where Jesus' body had been and the cloth that had been around his head folded up by itself. Then John went in too. He saw, and right away he believed, Jesus must be alive again. Peter and John went away, but Mary stayed near the tomb, crying. After a while, she got up and looked into the tomb. There she saw two angels where Jesus' body had been lying. "Why are you crying?" the angels asked. Mary was distressed. "They've taken away my master," she said, "and I don't know where they put him." The words had hardly left her mouth when from the corner of her eye, she noticed a man approaching. She thought he must be the man who looked after the garden. "If you've taken him away," she said, "please tell me where you've put him." But it wasn't the gardener. It was Jesus. Jesus was smiling. "Mary," he said. Mary looked up and her heart started to pound. "Teacher," she said, and the tears she was crying turned from tears of sorrow to tears of joy. After a while, Jesus said, "Go and tell my disciples that I'm going to go away to be with my Father and your Father." Mary wanted to stay with Jesus, but she did what he said and went to tell his disciples that Jesus was alive. The Word of the Lord. We often don't have many things that surprise us, but in this story, Mary is surprised by Jesus. How is Jesus surprising you this week? As we finish our time together, say these words of blessing with me. May my eyes see people as God does. May my ears hear God's voice. May my mouth speak God's truth. May my heart know God's love. May my hands serve others. And may my feet follow in the footsteps of Jesus. Brothers and sisters in Christ, as your attention returns to what has happened or what will happen in your day, remember that life is short, and we have so little time to gladden the hearts of those who travel with us. So be quick to love. Make haste to be kind. And may the peace of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit abide with you now and remain with you always. Amen.